From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Egyptian authorities are holding the former ministers of tourism, housing, and the interior all on corruption charges. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says the arrests appear to be in keeping with the military's promise to respond to pro-democracy demonstrators.
Two of these figures are objects of particular hatred. Former Interior Minister Habib al-Adli is blamed for the heavy brutality of the police these many years, and steel tycoon Ahmed Ez was a close friend of Mubarak's younger son Gamal. Ez rose through the ranks to become one of the most powerful magnates in the region, and he's become a symbol of the corruption that engulfed this country under Mubarak's rule.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo. The sergeant of arms in Wisconsin is looking for more than a dozen Democratic state senators. The missing lawmakers are opposing Governor Scott Walker's proposal to eliminate most collective bargaining rights for public employees. The controversial proposal would also force public workers to pay half the costs of their pensions and 12.6% of their health care. Governor Walker says the steps are needed to help close the state's projected $3.6 billion budget shortfall. The U.S. oil industry says it now has the ability to contain spills in the deep waters of the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jeff Brady says companies hope a new oil well containment system will encourage regulators to allow drilling again.
ExxonMobil Vice President Clay Vaughn says five of the largest oil companies are participating in the Marine Well Containment Company.
Our company is formed. Our system is available. And we're open for business today.
Vaughn says the system can operate in up to 8,000 feet of water and contain 60,000 barrels of fluid a day. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management is still evaluating the containment system to determine if it meets regulations put in place after the BP oil spill last year. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
A federal judge in South Carolina throws out a case by a man claiming he was abused while in military custody. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports that the ruling against Jose Padilla is a victory for former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld.
The judge says former Bush administration officials are immune from the lawsuit by Jose Padilla, and that Padilla didn't present enough facts to show he had the legal standing to sue. The case revolved around his designation as an enemy combatant and more than 3 years that Padilla spent in a military brig. He said the government violated his rights to a lawyer and his access to the courts, but Judge Richard Gergel disagreed. The judge said that these kinds of sensitive national security issues belong with the executive branch and not the courts. And the judge said allowing Padilla's case to go forward would create an international spectacle and tie up the intelligence community. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Most Asian stock markets are higher after extending a four-day winning streak as other benchmarks followed Wall Street's. This is NPR News. Congress has passed a broad aviation overhaul following a three-year effort to modernize the nation's air traffic control system. The measure is aimed at speeding up transition of the air traffic control systems to GPS technology. The measure allows some $8 billion in airport construction spending. Democrats estimate the bill will support or create 90,000 jobs. There are any number of brand new ways to have a conversation over the Internet, and law enforcement says it can't keep up. As NPR's Martin Costi reports, the FBI tells the House Judiciary Committee that it sometimes has a warrant to wiretap someone but lacks the technology.
The FBI's general counsel, Valerie Caproni, says the problem keeps her up at night.
We've got criminals running around that we can't arrest and can't prosecute because we can't actually execute a wiretap order. And that criminal may be a massive drug dealer, they may be an arms trafficker, they may be a child pornographer or a child molester. We have the authority, but we need the actual ability to conduct the wiretaps.
The Obama administration is preparing to ask Congress to force providers to make it easier for law enforcement to tap into new forms of communication. But critics say giving law enforcement this backdoor access would also make it easier for the government to conduct secret surveillance without court oversight. Martin Costi, NPR News.
The new Los Angeles schools superintendent says he's forming a foundation to help raise money for the local district. John Dacey says the fund is based on a model in New York allowing investors to choose which education project they want to support. He says donors will receive an annual report card on the social return of their investment. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.